Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, June 11th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1239. Judge Eileen Cannon denied convicted felon Donald Trump's effort to dismiss his classified documents case, but she did agree to delete a paragraph in the federal superseding indictment that alleges he mishandled classified materials after he left the White House and obstructed attempts to retrieve them. The judge said that special counsel Jack Smith's inclusion of a paragraph alleging Trump showed a classified document in September 2021 about an ongoing military operation that was not going well to someone without a security clearance was not appropriate. She said it wasn't directly related to the charges Trump is facing because he isn't charged with disclosing classified materials, only with illegally retaining them. Meanwhile, Attorney General Merrick Garland called the attacks on the Justice Department by Trump and his allies baseless, personal, and dangerous. For the second time this month, Garland has publicly pushed back against threats by House GOP members to defund Special Counsel Jack Smith, who is prosecuting Trump for attempting to overturn the 2020 election and for illegally retaining classified documents and for obstructing efforts to retrieve those documents, as well as conspiracy theories that the DOJ was involved in the Manhattan District Attorney's prosecution of Trump. Garland said the department was facing threats of violence like never before, adding that the continued unfounded attacks against the Justice Department's employees are dangerous for people's safety. They are dangerous for our democracy. This must stop. In a letter to House Republicans, the Justice Department said it had found no emails between DOJ leadership and DA Alvin Bragg's office about any Trump case, calling it conspiratorial speculation. Moving on, House Democrats launched a task force to prepare for the so-called Project 2025, a 920-page policy blueprint compiled by the far-right Heritage Foundation that lays out how a second Trump administration could expand the power of the presidency to act unilaterally while dismantling layers of the federal government. At its core, Project 2025 proposes purging thousands of civil servants and replacing them with Trump loyalists. Jared Huffman, one of the lawmakers spearheading the Stop Project 2025 task force, said this stuff is going to be coming at us at light speed, and if we are on our heels and reacting to it, we could lose our democracy. He added, so we're going to need to be ready to confront it in real time, and those plans need to begin now. The stakes just couldn't be higher. Moving on, a federal judge ruled that Florida cannot prohibit transgender minors from receiving gender-affirming care. Judge Robert Hinkle said the state's policies were unconstitutional because gender identity is real and that a widely accepted standard of care includes puberty blockers and hormone treatments. The judge added that transgender opponents are, of course, free to hold their beliefs, but they are not free to discriminate against transgender individuals just for being transgender. And finally, Hunter Biden was found guilty on three counts related to his illegal purchase of a handgun when he was using narcotics. Hunter Biden, a private citizen who has never sought elected office or been part of a presidential administration, is the first child of a sitting president to be convicted of a crime. He faces up to 25 years in prison. The charges were brought by special counsel David Weiss, who was appointed by Trump after a plea deal fell apart in the courtroom last July. Weiss said he brought the case because nobody is above the law, and Trump, who has continued to falsely claim that his own conviction on 34 felony counts of election interference involving falsified business records to conceal a hush money payment to a porn star was rigged and that this is all done by Biden and his people. And he again suggested without evidence that Hunter Biden's guilty verdict was a distraction from the real crimes of the Biden crime family. Joe Biden, meanwhile, said he will respect the judicial process as Hunter considers an appeal. Earlier this month, Biden said he would not pardon his son. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.